This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And you're back with Enterprise BizBytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Audrey Raj.
If you want to get in touch regarding how manipulated you are online by algorithms, you can get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899, on Twitter or on Instagram at BFM Radio. If you want to know why you should bother with a morning routine, you should listen to Audrey Raj.
Well, I don't know if I really believe in a morning routine just because I've. You know, I try and maximize how much sleep I get, mm-hmm. So I'll wait till
the... Oh, you're one of those.
How many
times do you hit snooze?
No, I've stopped doing that. But I remember having four alarms and then having a snooze on each one. Mm-hmm. That was not a good time. but I know how some people are really rigid when it comes to their morning rituals. My husband is out of bed at 7 a.m. and he has his whole routine before I'm out of bed like half an hour later. Now, I don't know what he does, but, he's really religious with his morning routine. He needs it, mm-hmm. Kind of like if he oversleeps, then he's just like for the rest of the day, he just feels like something's off,
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And I know a lot of people are really they really believe in their morning routine, and they believe that it starts them off on a right note, and the rest of the day just falls into place because they've completed their routine. I just don't know if I believe in this routine, though. Because most of the time it's just like, okay, what are you going to wear for work? Maybe what are you going to have for breakfast? And, getting all of that out of the way. But the people with, really strong morning routines, they do more than that. Philosophers from Plato, they've been talking about morning routines, and they've dispensed advice on everything from the appropriate amount of sleep that you need for the right morning routine, as well as morning mantras, and the belief that these habits can shape character and personal conduct. Some of these mantras include, asking yourself important questions in the morning. So you wake up, and then a lot of people meditate in the morning. They do just 10 minutes maybe, but some of these philosophers actually ask themselves important questions like, why are we alive?
Oh, wow.
That's a good start to the day.
Why are we put on this planet and things like that, which is a bit too deep for me.
I normally think, why is my left arm not working, or why is my right arm not working? Oh, yeah, slept on it. That's normally about the extent of my questions in the morning.
Yeah, but then there are also some people that we know, some celebrities that have really, weird morning rituals. Nicole Kidman wakes up and takes a dip in the ocean every morning.
Of course she does.
Because she's an Australian and she loves water that way.
I think you mean because she can.
Yeah. It's just that she can. Yeah.
Okay.
Dips in the ocean.
Mark Wahlberg wakes up at 2:30 every morning, and he starts off with a prayer, and then he works out. And by 7:30 every morning, he's golfing.
What?
Yeah. But he's up at 2:30. What time does he sleep? Like 5 p.m.?
Yeah, he must have to, yeah.
Right?
Because he can.
Because he can. Yeah.
Motivational guru Anthony Robbins, he has a sauna session and a cold plunge in the pool every morning as well.
Again, let's repeat our mantra.
Yeah, because he can.
Because they can. Okay, fine. Maggie Thatcher, she used to be up by, 5 a.m. to listen to Farming Today show that airs at 5 a.m. every morning.
And to listen to the complaints of the hoi polloi outside of 10 Downing Street saying, get Maggie out.
That
used to wake her up, I tell you now.
I'm more Winston Churchill than Maggie Thatcher because Winston Churchill used to be up by 7:30 every morning, but he'd never get out of bed. Mm. He would have breakfast in bed and he would read all the newspapers until 11 a.m. and then finally roll out of bed. So he's my man.
That sounds about right.
Winston Churchill, the guy who looks like Gary Oldman.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks. Steve Jobs was one of those people who used to ask himself an important question every morning. He would look himself in the mirror and ask himself, if today was my last day, would I be happy doing what I'm doing today?
Ooh.
Right? It makes everything you do every day something meaningful. So if it was your last day, at least, I left on the day that I did this and it was a meaningful thing, right? Well, there are other people who like less stressful things in the morning. Comedian Melissa McCarthy, she starts her day doing her favorite thing first, which is watching old episodes of Knight Rider or The Incredible Hulk.
Nice.
Yeah, and this is before anyone else in the house is awake and is in need of her attention. There are the followers of the Eat the Frog principle. Have you heard of that?
No.
So basically, the people who follow Eat the Frog, they do the least appetizing or most dreaded item on their to-do list for the day, just to kick the day off. Because once you get that pain out of the way as the first thing you do during the day, then everything else is exciting and inspiring for the rest of the day. So the people who do things like this. So it's not just about getting the right breakfast or picking out what to wear or sending your kids off to school. That should not be your morning ritual. There's more to it, and all these things can do wonderful things for you. Like, it can help build self-discipline, it can give you more time during the day, of course, because you're waking up early to do these things. It will also give you mental toughness, and it will help you battle stress. And there are studies that show that patients with dementia who practice a strong morning routine, they actually they spiral into dementia much later than those who did not have a morning routine. So these are some of the reasons why you should think about getting a morning routine and not just rolling over, checking your phone, scrolling social media, and then finally getting out of bed when you feel guilty enough and you have to start the day.
How do you know so much about me?
I know, I've been there. So yeah, but I think just to wrap it up on why you should get a morning routine, or at least just give it a try, I'd like to, this article here quotes productivity guru Annie Dillard, and Dillard argues that the routine's true value is not how it shapes a day, but how it shapes a life. I'm going to read a little excerpt from Dillard here, all right? How we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives. What we do with this hour and that one is what we are doing. A schedule defends from chaos and whim. It is a net for catching days. It is a scaffolding on which a worker can stand and labor with both hands at a section of time. A schedule is a mock-up of reason and order, willed, faked, and so brought into being. It is a peace and a haven set into the wreck of time. It is a lifeboat on which you find yourself decades later still living. Each day is the same, so you remember the series afterward as a blurred and powerful pattern. There is no shortage of good days. It is good lives that are hard to come by. So I like the part where it says it is a net for catching days. So if you start every morning with a routine, a strong routine, then you will remember that as a powerful pattern, and then you'll have more good days, which essentially gives you a good life.
Is that why you no longer have snooze on four alarm clocks?
No, I have a one-year-old at home, and that's why I don't need four alarms, because...
And you're never going to get snooze, are you?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's the truth.
I think there's an awful lot to be said for routines, and I've seen people who've had very, very strong routines, and those, and over time, those routines have kind of disappeared over time. And I've witnessed these people go from a super organized, very on the ball kind of person to somebody who's a little bit messy and a little bit unfocused, and it was clear that it was the schedule and the routine that was keeping them in check. So I think for me, having seen that, has not just a morning routine, but a routine in general, has really kind of cemented the idea that as much as we say routine is boring, there's a need for it, I think, in who we are, to stay a little bit sane, I think.
It's like an anchor for your day.
Yeah, or what did she say here? It's like a what?
A net.
A net catching days.
A net catching days, Nicely done.
Come to think of it, I think I have like one routine, but it's not actually a routine because I don't do it like every day. But if it's the one thing that I do on most days is I go to Spotify and then put on my favorite music. There's like
I
a playlist.
So
it's just the moment I wake up, I think within 5 minutes of waking up, Spotify is on either on the PlayStation or on my laptop, whichever one, or my phone just connected to the speakers. And then it just goes on that playlist. Which is, come to think of it, it's a routine.
It's a routine.
It helps me start my day too. Music does that.
There you go. Right, we are going to take a short break because that's a routine we have to do because we have to get paid by our advertisers. We do have one final story though. It will be coming up in just a few minutes. It's when will Amazon die, Arvin? That's the story we're going with. Don't go anywhere. Music coming up next from Weezer with Burnt Lamb. Is it Burnt Lamb? No, it's not. It's
Jam.
Burnt what?
Lamb.
Jam.
Jam.
Jam. Something like that.
Oh,
jam. Jam. Burnt jam. Don't go anywhere. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.